Another fun-packed adventure for us then, by the sounds of it.
Yes, yes. We're looking forward to coming to Skeggy again. We love it at Skeggy. We're there every summer, as you know. We have a good time with the Phantom and all that, yes.
Sounds a bit scary, as I mentioned.
I know, it does sound scary, doesn't it? It scares me, but Paul's all right, and he's all right with it.
It's not going to scare all the children away, is it?
Not really, no. They'll know what's happening with us, yes.
And how much fun are these shows?
Oh, they're great fun. We have great fun doing them. When it starts, we start off the tour, actually, in February. By the time we get to the summer, it's quite got a lot of difference because there's lots of stuff that goes in. Hmm. And we have a laugh and keep the gags in that go, you know. So, and we've got our two brothers with us, the Patton brothers.
Oh,
well.
Good.
So we're all on the same wavelength. So good. If anything goes wrong, we all muck in together and it all comes out on top, you know.
So there'll be no slacking?
That's it. Yes, he's there. Yes, no slacking, yes.
I'll never forget getting custard pie on the end of a row. Never sit on the end of a row when you're watching the Trucker Brothers, because otherwise you're absolutely
asking
for it.
Did you get it, then?
I got it, midway up. Yeah.
Oh, good lad.
Yeah. Chucklevision, I suppose, set you on your way, didn't it? But as you mentioned, with the brothers, you're a real showbiz family, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Our dad was a comedian, yeah. Mum was a dancer. That's how they met. And it's just gone through the generations, really, our two older brothers, the Patton brothers. And then we went into the business into family business, really, and it all carried on from there, yeah.
When did you and Paul get that first break, I suppose you'd term it, wouldn't you?
Well, really, we did Opportunity Knocks in 1967, would you believe, yeah. And that was, we got a good bit from that. But then it was back to the usual pantomimes and summer seasons and things like that.
Hmm.
And then we did New Faces, we won that in 1974. And we were going to kick on from there, but... We got booked in a summer season in Jersey for the 6 months, at the top of the bill. And we had quite a lot of offers to work during the summer on TV. And we couldn't do them because we were contracted to do the season in Jersey and it was 7 days a week. So we missed out then. But then Chucklevision came along in 1980, well, the Chuckle Hounds, first of all, in 1983. And then Chucklevision started in 1987. So that was our big break where we were on constantly on the television, yeah.
What's the secret of its appeal, Chucklevision? I mean, it appeals to children, mums, dads, grands, granddads, doesn't it?
It doesn't offend anybody and it goes right through the ages. You know, anybody can watch it and have a good laugh. But it's stuff that adults can laugh at and kids can laugh at. And we try and carry on that on with our shows, as people who've been to see probably know, you know.
And the catchphrase, of course, to me, to you.
To me, to you, yeah.
Well, can you do us a quick to me, to you?
Yeah, to you then. No, to me. To you, to me.
Where did that come from?
Well, it was just by accident, actually. Like, all good catchphrases usually come from that. You try and think of catchphrases and they never catch on. But it was something we've always done if we're helping out each other at home, you know, if we're moving furniture or anything, wiggling it round through a door or a chair or something. And we always said, to you a bit, no, to me, no, to you. And we did it on TV a couple of times and it just caught on and everybody caught on to it. So that's how it happened, you know.
It's so much fun to watch. And the chemistry between you and your brother.
Yeah.
Do you have to work at that? Or is that... Because sometimes things don't quite go according to plan on stage. Now, I'm never quite sure whether that's all rehearsed or whether genuinely things just can go wrong.
Things can go wrong, but as I said, if they get a good laugh and it's funny, we'll keep it in then. You know, it's like a rehearsed ad-lib sort of thing. Like Morecambe and Wise used to do that a hell of a lot on television when they were doing stuff. They'd have rehearsed ad-libs to do and it looked like an ad-lib, you know, and it's funny and... So you keep them in.
And what about Skegness? I mean, you mentioned you always look forward to
it.
And I say this every time. Whoever I talk to on this show, whenever they're performing at the Embassy at Skegness, always nothing but great things to say about it.
Well, it is. It's great audiences. It's lovely audiences. People go there to enjoy themselves, you know. And we try and make sure that they do enjoy themselves. And they're always great audiences. We've been coming to Skegness for a long, long time now.
Mm.
We went to the Embassy first in 1973 when it was the old building.
Yes, yes.
Did summer season there and Derbyshire Miners we did a couple of times.
We're so lucky to have you coming along again. You obviously like it. You're back every year. Can you tell us a bit about the show without giving too much away?
Yes. Well, it's a run-down old theatre and it's being run by the manager. No,
we're not talking about the Embassy Theatre, by the way. This is the plot. This is the story.
No, that's not that, no. It's every theatre we go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And No Slacking is the manager, and he can't get any audiences in and things like that because of the Phantom, who's trying to spoil everything in the theatre, because he wants to sell it off and make it a car park.
Oh.
And that's the basic idea, and we go in to help him out and try and get rid of the ghosts and things and make it all good again.